For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. Tens of thousands are without power as a late winter storm pushed through northern Wisconsin over the weekend. That storm brought high winds and ice to northern and northwest Wisconsin on Sunday. As of Sunday night, Wisconsin Public Service reported that nearly 54,000 customers were without power. We Energies had another 12,000 customers without power. Temperatures will warm up again today and tomorrow, but it's unclear how long power restoration will take. Wisconsin voters are being asked to enshrine voter ID in the state constitution. It's already the law. Voters must represent or present a valid ID. Republicans in the legislature placed the amendment on the ballot over concerns that the state Supreme Court could one day overturn that law. During their only debate, candidates for the Supreme Court were asked how they'll vote. Dane County Judge Susan Crawford said she doesn't think it's appropriate for a judge to weigh in and try to influence voters on something like that. Waukesha County Judge Brad Schimmel said he'll vote yes because voter integrity laws are very important. Voting yes means you support amending Wisconsin's constitution to require voters show a valid photo ID to participate in elections. Voting no means you oppose such an amendment. Tomorrow is Election Day. We will be watching a number of races in tomorrow's election, not only the statewide races for Supreme Court Justice and State Superintendent of Public Instruction, but a number of local races as well. There are two races in the town of Bloom. One is for town board supervisor between Bradford McCauley and Jerry Kratzenberg Sr. The other is for treasurer between Laura Hinnick and Sean Murphy Lopez. There are three races in Buena Vista Township. Residents will be choosing two board supervisors from a list of four vying for the position. They are Gordon Brockway, Jeremiah Robert Ringelstetter, Zachary Tomei, and Jake Kleckner. Two people are vying for Buena Vista Town Clerk. They are Melissa Allen and Van Nelson. Angela Larson and Barbara Brockway are also running against each other for Town Treasurer. There are two races in the town of Dayton. One is for Town Board Chairperson between Gary Manning and Cheryl Dull. The second is to fill two supervisor positions from a field of four. Voters will choose between James Lingle, Paul Perkins, Andy Hofer, and Kurt Munson. Voters in the village of Muscadet will see two races on their ballot. One is for village president between John Imhoff and Eric Johnson. The second is to fill three trustee positions between Michael Hill, Douglas Meyer, Kim Seifert, and Eric Johnson. One area school district also has a race. Two people are seeking to represent Area 6 in the River Valley School District. They are Emily Beck and Jess Heisel. We will also be watching the results on a number of school referendums. They include four operational referendums in the River Valley, Riverdale, Weston, and Viroqua school districts, and a capital referendum in the Baraboo school district. Elon Musk has given out $1 million checks to two Wisconsin voters, declaring them spokespeople for his political group. That's ahead of a Wisconsin Supreme Court election that the tech billionaire cast as critical to President Donald Trump's agenda and the future of civilization. A unanimous court Sunday refused to hear a law, last-minute attempt by the state's Democratic Attorney General to stop Musk from handing over the checks to two voters, a ruling that came just minutes before the planned start of the rally. As the nonpartisan Wisconsin Supreme Court race reaches the finish line, about 500,000 residents have already cast their ballot through early voting. As of Thursday, over 475,000 absentee ballots had been submitted, which is about 300,000 more than through this point in the 2023 Wisconsin Supreme Court election. Dane, Milwaukee, and Waukesha counties have seen particularly large increases in voter turnout ahead of the April 1st election. Over $80 million has been spent on the race. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation Division of Motor Vehicles will extend hours at customer service centers today and tomorrow. DMV service centers will remain open until 6 each night. The extended hours will enable those needing a photo ID, frequently those who are new to the state, time to visit a DMV. Wisconsin's spring election is tomorrow. Voters who don't already have a Wisconsin driver license, ID, or other form of identification needed to vote may still get a Wisconsin ID from the Wisconsin Division of Motor Vehicles. The Wisconsin Elections Commission website explains the options for IDs to show at the polls. There is no separate voter ID, and a federally compliant real ID card is not required for voting purposes. There are documentation requirements, such as a birth certificate, proof of identity, and Wisconsin residency, to obtain an official Wisconsin ID card. The voter should bring any documentation available to the DMV and fill out two forms. DMV's website has a locator to find the nearest DMV and check wait times. A photo ID document will be sent via overnight mail that may be taken to the polls and used for voting. Completing a provisional ballot may be an option until the photo ID document arrives. DMV offers ID cards for voting purposes to U.S. citizens free of charge. DMV's toll-free hotline at 844-588-1069 is available for questions on obtaining an ID for voting purposes. The U.S. Department of Health and Human Services decision to eliminate the administration for community living could have wide-ranging impacts on Wisconsin's aging population and people with disabilities. Board for People with Development Disabilities Director Beth Sweden says the ACL provides critical programs that allow aging and disabled people to stay in their communities, and cutting it could lead to people having to move to different facilities. Sweden says the HHS decision is a step backward to supporting the work Wisconsin organizations do to help older adults and people with disabilities. Average gasoline prices in Wisconsin have fallen 4.3 cents per gallon in the last week, averaging $3.01 a gallon today, according to GasBuddy's survey of over 3,000 stations in Wisconsin. Prices in Wisconsin are 19.9 cents per gallon higher than a month ago and stand 33.9 cents per gallon lower than a year ago. According to GasBuddy price reports, the cheapest station in Wisconsin was priced at $2.75 a gallon yesterday, while the most expensive was $3.39 a gallon, a difference of 64 cents per gallon. The national average price of gasoline has risen 2.7 cents per gallon in the last week, averaging $3.11 a gallon today. The national average is up 2.2 cents per gallon from a month ago and stands 39.7 cents per gallon lower than a year ago, according to GasBuddy data compiled from more than 11 million weekly price reports covering over 150,000 gas stations across the country. The national average price of diesel has increased 0.9 cents in the last week and stands at $3.56 per gallon. Patrick DeHaan, head of petroleum analysis at GasBuddy, said, "As we head into April, Americans should expect gas prices to rise with a peak that could occur in mid to late April. While average prices remain well below last year's levels, we'll likely begin to catch up and prices expect to increase in most, if not all, states over the next few weeks. Continued uncertainty around whether tariffs will be implemented on April 2nd could also impact pump prices, setting the stage for a volatile period for American drivers." Two people were arrested over the weekend following a retail theft earlier in the month. Vernon County Sheriff Roy Torgerson reports Travis J. Burrow and Teresa M. Lowmiller, both 44 and both of Viola, were taken into custody during a traffic stop in the village of Viola. The arrests were the result of a March 15th theft at a convenience store in the village of Lafarge. Burrow was booked for retail theft and both felony and misdemeanor bail jumping. Lowmiller also faces charges of retail theft in addition to felony bail jumping and operating a motor vehicle after revocation. They are expected to appear in Vernon County Circuit Court for a bail hearing today. If you have any information about this crime or any crime, call Crime Stoppers at 608-637-TIPS or submit an online tip at p3tips.com. Be wary of anyone claiming to be a celebrity contacting you directly. Lisa Schiller with the Better Business Bureau says criminals like to target fans with these tricks in order to lower their suspicions. Then they may spend several days or even weeks before asking for money. Schiller says they've seen an increase in these types of scams, most recently with Wisconsin comedian Charlie Behrens. If someone contacts you out of the blue and starts asking for money, even if they seem trustworthy, be wary. The second annual Walk with Grace, Race for Grace will be held Saturday, May 17th at the Killian Meyer Building in Crosscut Park. The Run Walk event will feature various events that participants can choose to take part in. Alan Kosupski is vice president of the Board of Directors for Grace and an organizer of the race.
There's a quarter mile kids run, a 1 mile run or walk, a 5K fun run or walk, and a 10K run. So we have something for everyone, whether you're a walker or a runner, you like short distance, long distance, we kind of wanted something for everyone so they wouldn't feel left out.
A popular challenge from last year's race will be held again this year with the addition of a few other groups.
Last year we had, I believe it was 38 different firefighters that participated in the 1 mile firefighter challenge, and we're doing that again, and we have the same teams from last year plus a team from the Richland Center Police Department and the Richland County Sheriff's Department. So I'm really looking forward to that. But we're going to start all of those teams with the 1 mile and all the 1 mile walkers and runners first. So that will be right after the national anthem. So it'll be right around 7:30 in the morning on the 17th that we'll start them off.
Pre-registration for Race with Grace is currently being held. In order to receive a discount, anyone who wants to take part in the event must register by the end of today before the cost to register increases.
Starting April 1st, the price for each event goes up $5. So we're going to have a t-shirt and a swag bag, and you can see the details of what's going to be in the swag bag on walkwithgrace.com. Just go look. There's something for everyone. But you have to be registered by May 2nd to be guaranteed a t-shirt and a swag bag.
Alan Kosupski hopes that everyone can attend, even if it is just to cheer on those participating. If you wish to participate, there are different ways you can register.
Go to our website, walkwithgrace.com, and look for the information about the Race for Grace, and you can register online. You can also pick up a paper registration form at the Grace office, and we're open Tuesdays and Thursdays from 11 until 3, and the office is located above Royal Bank in Richland Center. We also have paper forms available at Simon's at the front desk as well.
Sign up by the end of today before registration prices increase tomorrow for the Walk with Grace, Race for Grace Run Walk event that will be held Saturday, May 17th by the Killian Meyer Building in Crosscut Park. The Wisconsin Department of Justice Internet Crimes Against Children Task Force is providing resources for online safety with tips for talking to children about safe online practices as sextortion cases increase throughout the country, including in Wisconsin. Sextortion is a form of sexual exploitation where the offender receives sexually explicit material from the victim and then threatens to release the compromising material unless the victim sends money, gift cards, and/or additional sexual content or engages in sexual activity. Children are particularly vulnerable to this type of crime. The National Center for Missing and Exploited Children has seen a dramatic increase in online enticement, which is a broad category that includes sextortion cases being reported to the cyber tip line. Financial sextortion, where the offender demands money from the person, is becoming more prevalent, and teenage boys have been the most common targets in these recent cases. Sextortion can have tragic consequences for victims, including mental health crisis and suicide, although the data is not tracked nationally. If you or someone you know is in crisis, the National Suicide Hotline is 988. You can call or text to reach a mental health professional. In 2025 so far, the Wisconsin ICAC Task Force has received 103 cyber tips related to sextortion. In 2024, the task force received 237 cyber tips related to sextortion, up from 176 in 2023. These numbers do not include cases reported directly to local law enforcement agencies. Tips for teens who may be victims of sextortion include, remember, it's not your fault. Even if you made a choice you regret, it's never too late to get help. Tell a parent or trusted adult right away. Do not pay money or comply with the blackmailer's request. Report the account through the platform's safety feature. Block the suspect, but do not delete the messages or your profile. Report the crime to law enforcement or at reportcybertip.org. Parents or guardians can protect their children by getting involved. Actively participate in your children's digital lives. Regular check-ins about online interactions should be the norm. Set online and offline behavioral expectations. Remind your child that if they are a victim of sextortion, that you are a trusted adult and it is never too late to get help. Talk about relationships. Have regular discussions about your family's expectations and values regarding relationships. Discuss the characteristics of healthy relationships, such as having and respecting boundaries and practicing consent. Explain that both pressuring someone and being pressured into uncomfortable or unsafe sexual behaviors is not okay. Help children understand that they should never forward sex that they receive from others, as limiting the images spread reduces the risk of it falling into dangerous hands. Also, empower your child. Provide resources that your child can reach out to, such as takeitdown.ncmec.org and cybertipline.org. Teach your child how to report someone. Remind them that sextortion is a crime, it is not their fault, and you are here to help them. If you or someone you know has information on potential child exploitation, you can report it to NCMEC online at report.cybertip.org or by calling 1-800-843-5678. Reports can also be made through Speak Up, Speak Out, a 24/7 statewide confidential reporting system run by DOJ's Office of School Safety. Reports can be made online at speakup.widoj.gov by calling 1-800-MY-SUSO, that's M-Y-S-U-S-O, 1, or by texting SUSO to 738-477. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is seeking volunteers for the annual Wisconsin Frog and Toad Survey to help document frog and toad breeding calls throughout the state this spring and summer. Formally launched in 1984, this long-running survey helps the DNR follow trends in Wisconsin frog and toad populations. Over the years, volunteers have helped DNR conservation biologists better define the distribution status and population trends of all 12 frog and toad species in Wisconsin. Volunteers can participate in three ways. The traditional Wisconsin Frog and Toad Survey, volunteers will drive a preset route for three total nights, once each in early spring, late spring, and early summer. Volunteers make 10 stops per night, listening for 5 minutes at each site, documenting the species heard calling and the relative abundance of each species. Survey routes can be found on the Frog and Toad Survey's webpage. The Mink Frog Survey. Mink frogs are only found in northern Wisconsin and often call in the daytime. In June and early July, volunteers will listen once during the day and once at night along routes targeting ideal mink frog breeding habitat. Learn more on the Mink Frog Survey webpage. And the Phenology Survey. Volunteers for this survey help monitor when frogs and toads first start calling each spring. Phenology volunteers will choose one wetland to monitor throughout the frog calling season and record data as often as possible for 5 minutes per night. Learn more about the survey on the Phenology Survey webpage. The Wisconsin Frog and Toad Survey and Reptile and Amphibian Conservation in Wisconsin are supported in part by the Endangered Resources Fund. Learn more about the Endangered Resources Fund or make a donation on your Wisconsin income tax forms. The Richland County Highway Department is lifting road bans today, and work will also begin on the West Bridge at the Richland campus today. Access to Simons Recreation Complex will be available by using the East Bridge.